In this module, we're going to look at a handful of the tools that are commonly used to make reliability predictions. It's really that deep gaze of thoughtful look into the crystal ball, where we're trying to understand our current situation well enough, and with a little bit of information about failure mechanisms and failure rates, make an estimate of how the product's going to perform in the future. And it's one of the tools that we use fairly regularly, and we need to. But the idea is to understand what's going to happen in the future. Now, one of the approaches is to really just tally all the individual failure rates. There's a couple of variations of that as a way to find our answer. And that does give us a number, but is it or is it not very useful? We'll talk about that briefly. Another is that, well, why do we want to estimate the future? Well, we want to, the most pragmatic one for many products that have a warranty associated with it is we need to set aside some amount of money to cover the future expense of warranty. So understanding the failure rates or how many units we expect to repair goes a long way towards making that estimate more accurate. And one of the big things I learned when I was at Hewlett-Packard is that being predictable in your financial results is pretty important. And oftentimes it was the either being more or less reliable than expected, thus impacting your warranty terms or warranty expenses, that would create some volatility in our ability to meet numbers and hit expectations. So that's one example of why we do predictions to in a very practical sense of the need to do it. But ultimately, what we want to do is create predictions that give us feedback, that allow us to make better decisions. And that eventually is really aimed at helping our customers be satisfied or happy with our products and services. So one of the questions to ask and consider within your own organization is, well, how accurate do you need to be? We know that some prediction methods are notoriously very inaccurate. Is it good enough for you to move forward? Or is it better to spend some more effort and resources to get a more accurate prediction? Accurate meaning that over time, as you compare it to your field results, you actually are fairly close to the actual results. So the answers you're using, predictions you're using to make decisions, actually pan out in the customer, in the field data, to have been justified that you made the right decision. In the next section, we'll talk about two of the most common techniques that are used and ones that I think we should be leery of. And I'll explain that just briefly in each section.